Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to The Mystic Journey. I'm your host, Mona Magic. By now, most of you should be familiar with the format, but in case this is your first time listening, you can pick up this segment and all of the future shows on my website, monamagic.com, as well as downloading it from iTunes. Just do a search under Mona Magic. I wanted to mention to everyone that today's show was going to be airing at 4 o'clock, but guess what? We had some complications. Never mind, we're on air at the moment, and I wanted to say that. I wanted to announce thank you to all my sponsors. The Original Falcon Press, the publishing company of real quality occult books, you can reach them at theoriginalfalcon.com. And Girl Mambo, Voodoo High Priestess, who always joins me every third Sunday of the month, and she'll be with me again on the 17th of May at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can reach her at girlmambo.com. I wanted to say that today is a very special day for me because I have with me one of my first interviewees, one of a very, very dear friend of mine and a very well-respected person, Sammy from EST Labs. We will be talking about prosperity magic. That's something that everybody really wants these days because of all the times it's going on. And I do believe I have Sammy on the line. Hello, Sammy.
Hi there, Mona.
Hello. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having the patience and dealing with all this. We've changed the format on this show, and we're airing about 30 minutes late, but that just means that we continue 30 minutes later. So welcome back again. How are you doing? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, it's a beautiful day in Durango, Colorado, in the Rocky Mountains of the United States. And I've just been planting some purple petunias in my garden and watching the peach blossoms bloom. And I have three Great Danes that are keeping me company. Besides that, of course, I'm working to run the ESP lab, and we're quite busy. We just picked up two new members from Nigeria this week, and continue to get requests pouring in from mostly the United States, but from around the world. We got a letter 3 days ago or requesting aid from South Africa. So we stay busy with the lab, and of course I have a personal life as well and business interests because I work as a volunteer for the ESP lab.
Right.
So how about you?
Oh goodness, I have been so busy, and I tell you, I've had, you know, it just know that I'm always going to have some type of technical problems. Without a computer for a while, but got things done. Been busy with lots of shows, lots of readings, more readings than I ever have been doing in the past 2 years. So I've been almost reading 24/7 these days.
Fabulous.
But yeah, it's been a lot. In fact, I just finished a reading over an hour ago. So this is a very pleasant time for me to speak with you on a very, very, very important topic for everyone. As you know, all of us need some good prosperity in our lives, and that's what we'll be talking about today.
Right on.
Yes, indeed. But I wanted to ask you, first of all, you said that you have a personal life. How could that possibly be with the EST Labs and everything that you do?
Well, it's called my a spiritual challenge, if you would, meaning that I raise champion lines of Great Danes. I have an acre of garden. I have Reynolds tenants. I manage an online publishing business.
Oh, really?
And I was doing all of that before Al Manning passed on to the spirit world. And now Al was a person who sometimes would work 120 hours in a week. But not in more recent years. In his youth, he was that kind of a go-getter. I'm not interested in working 120 hours a week, but I have to ask Spirit to help me. And, of course, we get a lot of help through the ESP lab. We have some ministers who do some of the work. We have some volunteers. So it's not just me doing all the work. And, of course, the real do-gooder in our organization is the our Merry Spirit Band. So I'm just learning how to multiply myself and multiply my efforts, and it's my it's my personal growth challenge, if you would, to keep up with it all.
Sure, sure. Now, with the ESP Lab, I remember the last time you were on this show, you mentioned that there was you were talking about possibly having something come up for as a get together and a gathering. Now, are you going to have a gathering in the future months, or is that something still in the making?
Well, we have little smaller gatherings almost daily with just a few members. We have about 500 members in the United States, but they're scattered through all of the states, and then we have about 100 international members. So just getting together in the physical is not very practical for most of our membership. But we do, we do honor the new moon and the full moon and the equinoxes, and the May Day is coming up, and we're certainly looking for a good time with that. So we're asking all of our membership to celebrate wherever they may be.
Yes, indeed. Well, I don't want to frustrate everyone out there, because we'll be getting right into prosperity magic. Let's start off with the first thing. What exactly is prosperity magic? I know, of course, everyone thinks, prosperity is about money. But prosperity could be, prosperity anything, an abundance in something. So what does the ESP Lab talk about when they talk about prosperity? What exactly does that mean when you're talking about from a magical standpoint?
Well, first of all, the general philosophy, if you would, of the ESP Lab was set by Al G. Manning, who wrote 23 books on metaphysics, and in each book he treated abundance and prosperity in a slightly different fashion. The way I count, I'm happy when I'm drinking pure water and looking at the blue sky and listening to the birds sing, and that's all a level of prosperity. Good health, good mind, good friends, fun lifestyle are all part of what it makes to live an abundant lifestyle, and that certainly is where we want to go. Now, in the world, the physical world, the first rule is survival, and in order to survive, one has to have resources. My first exposure to Al Manning was when I was a little short of money, based on some financial reversals. I got his recipe for prosperity powder and started making it up, and that was in the 70s. And one element of it is the lush green stuff that folds. It's part of the invocation is bring us silver, bring us gold, bring the lush green stuff that folds. And money doesn't make you happy, but it is helpful towards, being comfortable and having a pleasant lifestyle.
Well, I see. Now, when we're talking about prosperity magic, should we be concerned with certain aspects in our lives that we should eliminate in order to create a surroundings, a bedding for receiving prosperity?
Absolutely. And basically, if you look at it like this, we all are our own worst enemy, if you would, meaning that perhaps a person might want to take off 10 pounds, and let's say it's a woman, just for a reference sake, and the woman wants to take off 10 pounds, and she might say, I really want to take off 10 pounds, and then the next thought that comes up is, yes, but then all the boys will flirt with me, and I'm not sure I'll like that. All I'm saying is that whatever you're seeking to attract into your life experience requires a mental, emotional, and spiritual clarity about it. If a person, for example, is hung up on the idea that money is evil and they hate money, for example, then money will tend to go the other way. So In Al's theories, what you give attention to multiplies. So you want to give attention to good thoughts, good vibes, fun feelings, in order to attract various levels of prosperity into your life experience.
I see. So pretty much it's almost about an abundance of that positive feeling of prosperity.
Well, absolutely. And if a person is, it's funny because we have various levels of exercises and meditations in our lab, and for example, we have a pyramid exercise in which requests come in from all over the world, and the thought is that let there be a complete manifestation of all the positive requests. And the point is that whatever request you put into the pyramid is going to tend to multiply. And we limit it to positive requests because we are a white magic organization, a positive affirming type of spirituality. But we might get a request and their comment is, I still have money problems. Well, you see, that's nothing you want to multiply. So if a person doesn't have their own consciousness together in terms of being receptive ready and not full of different forms of negativity, including negative emotionalism, then it's harder for them to receive the bounty of the universe from that perspective.
Right. Now, you mentioned something about white magic. What about, let's say, the reversed magic? Let's call it black magic. Is there such thing as prosperity in black magic that you would say? Because it's about, you know, it's about something that's very neutral, which is money. So could it be prosperity magic in a negative sense, or is prosperity always in a positive sense?
I think that, you know, for example, there's a difference between need and greed, and there's a
difference
between enjoying a meal and gluttony, for example.
Okay.
So you can overdo any good thing. Just like one shot of whiskey might be good, but 100 in the same night is not good. So there is a temperance factor in there. The thing of it is that I'm not particularly judgmental, if you would. The universe is dual in nature, positive and negative. They work together. However, the way I'm calling black magic is that type of destructive energy where a person may be projecting hatred, death, problems to another person out of a harboring of negative emotionalism. That type of energy we discourage. And Al's teaching was, let's embrace the goodness of life and let's move beyond our resentments and hatreds and let's be affirmative, positive, kind of a thing. So if you look at money, for example, money is an energy and it is neutral. If I have $5, I can buy a sandwich, or I can give it to a poor person and they can buy a sandwich, or I could, or with $50, I could say, well, why don't you kill that person? Of course, I'm not going to do that. What I'm sharing with you, the money itself is neutral. It's the application that makes it positive or negative, and we're into affirming the positive side.
Indeed, indeed. Now, what are some of the things that we can talk about when it comes down to what personifies prosperity? Because I know everyone basically equates the color green with prosperity, but there are other items as well that one can actually associate with prosperity when you're actually gathering or associating yourself with prosperity magic.
Well, every color of the rainbow is dual in nature and has a positive application and a negative application, if you would.
Yeah,
and that applies to prosperity as well. Like, for example, okay, if we're into the green energy, we're into the heart chakra and the love of nature and the green trees and all green growing things. And so it's a oneness with nature and love and growth kind of energy on the green ray, if you're looking at green for prosperity. On the blue ray, you're looking at sparkling creativity, infinity, strength, power. On the purple ray, you would be looking at the power of higher mind and magic. On the red ray, you would be looking at vitality, action, passion, On the orange ray, you would be looking at illumination, clear thinking. On the yellow ray, effectiveness. So on the violet ray, you're looking at the discipline of being able to say no and to manage your money and budget your money. And so every color of the rainbow has an application as far as prosperity magic.
I see. Okay. I don't think many people associate it that way as much, because if you can go to your nearest metaphysical store and, first thing they'll ask, or the person will ask is, do you have any green candles? What type of oils do you use for your prosperity magic when you're actually gathering up things to perform a spell?
Oils, did you say?
Yes.
For example, I like sandalwood oil. Sandalwood oil is specific because it's good for protection, and it also has the energy of opulence. Cinnamon has a lot of folklore related to it for its money-drawing properties. So when I make prosperity powder, the first two ingredients that I use to make it are sandalwood and cinnamon. We also like frankincense and myrrh. We also like sassafras oil, which is harder to get because
right.
It has a little bit of a euphoria vibe to it, a joy factor, which is important in the type of magic we do in the ESP lab. It's fun-oriented, it's upbeat, it's happy, and that's an important piece, and the sassafras does promote that on aromatherapy type of basis.
Well, let me ask you, there are a few, Mercury retrograde is coming up. I did have a email a while back, and it was too much for me at the time to really go into, because a woman wanted to have everything as far as her chart done. When was the best time for her to actually go into prosperity magic? Do you get into lots of the planetary aspects overall?
Absolutely.
Overall. So
if you're a rain dancer, you want to do your rain dancing when you see clouds on the horizon. It's
more likely to happen.
Like Mercury retrograde, for example, which is coming up May 6th, I believe,
yes,
right around there, then, the mind becomes confused. So spell works of any kind for that next 3 weeks until about the 31st when it goes direct become more challenged. Because everyone in general tends to be confused, and if you want to think about that one energy, Mercury is the planet that rules the mind and communication and transportation, which impacts business. And if the mind is confused, then again, it's nothing you want to multiply. However, the time is always now from another way of counting. So I do use an astrological significance as far as anything that I'm trying to accomplish. And just in terms of prosperity, we're thinking of abundance. We're thinking of new life and new growth and new light and more. So the first thing is I would tend to prefer an increasing moon rather than a decreasing moon if I have the option.
Before you go into that, would you recommend not to do a prosperity spell during the time of Jupiter in retrograde? Because Jupiter is the planet of abundance.
I think of that a little bit differently, meaning that I'm personally, as an alchemist, more concerned with the planets that are between us and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned about Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, which we're just coming out of. I'm concerned about what the moon is doing. But those outer planets...
I see, sure.
I don't know what happened. I heard a little voice in my ear, a computer voice. Am I still on? Are you hearing
me? No, you're still on. You're still on.
Okay. Well, the outer planets, they go retrograde for 6 and 7 months at a time. So I think they're less impactful on our day-to-day activities, while the moon is very central to our day-to-day activities, the way I count. So I would be more interested if the moon is increasing and in a water sign, which is fertile, than what Jupiter was doing. Now, if Jupiter was direct and it was conjunct Mercury, then I would think it's a good, there's a good fortune aspect for communicating in business. Or if the moon is trine Jupiter, you know, but the retrograde on the outer planets, I don't really pay that much attention to because I don't really experience it as that significant.
I see. Well, you mentioned, okay, then Mercury retrograde, of course, would be sort of a, let's say, a time that you would actually, you know, have to try harder. Now, are there things that we can counteract when the planets are not in our favor that we could actually, you know, help avoid that to help encourage the spell?
Well, yes, because here's how I just kind of look at it. Like, Mercury retrograde is something that I pay attention to. I'm a Libra, and I'm an air sign, I'm mental. I may be more impacted about it. But as an example, a few years ago, when I was first starting as a prosperity magician in the late 70s, I was in a magic shop in Chula Vista, California, and I happened to have some of my prosperity powder in my pocket. And the owner of the store was very uptight about Mercury retrograde, because she was focusing on how it would negatively impact her business. And I had never met her, but I stepped up and I says, well, let's reverse that thought form and let's sprinkle some of the prosperity powder on your cash register and tell it to ring up the sales, because Mercury retrograde can work in your favor because of people's mental confusion. It can also push the mind aside so that the spirit can come out more, and in people's reaching for solutions, they may be more motivated. Any event, I came back, and 2 weeks later, and it was an omega period for her because lots of people came in to buy books. So myself, I like to chart when Mercury's going retrograde, have an awareness, and then I tend to do double duty when the energy is direct, because it's going to be more productive. I prune everything as Mercury is going retrograde so that I'm only dealing with what must be done, and I'm plodding through it knowing it comes to an end.
I see. Well, that all makes sense. That really does.
On our website, esplab.com, I have a, you know, Mercury retrograde survival plan, which is relevant since it's going to go in not too long. But the first thing is, don't panic. Stay in your spiritual center. Limit your communications. Don't change your friends. It's a good time for seeing old friends but not making new ones. It's a good time for cleaning out closets and planning but not starting new projects. The other element that, you know, a Mercury retrograde can be beneficial is that a project that has been stalled for a long time may suddenly, with the shift in Mercury, flip forward, and you know, pay attention to those kind of details.
Sure, exactly. Well, what about the certain days and hours that you would recommend to have some type of prosperity magic cast upon during those times?
Well, of course, that's a little bit more specialized. The first thing is that the time is always now, which means that every day I'm full of one level of a prosperity affirmation or another to keep me in that stream of that current, that flow of prosperity energy. So I'm always into it. But if I was going to time, for example, Thursday is Jupiter's day, and I believe his hour is 8 or 9 o'clock. I'd have to look it up. But if you timed your... if you were into it, really fine-tuning it, you could do your spell when the moon was increasing on a Thor's day, on Jupiter's hour, and all of that would help promote a greater effectiveness.
Right, exactly. Okay, so basically, when you're actually performing spells for people, or when you prefer, or when you're suggesting that people perform their spells, they actually do go into the planetary aspects, of course, as well as the best times and the best days. Now, what are the magical days for prosperity during the week?
Well, each color has a power, each day has a power, and each hour has a power. And so, like, days I like are, I do like Thor's Day, and I like Jupiter's hour. But I certainly wouldn't let that stop me if I had a need. But Saturday night is also a magical time for prosperity magic, and the reason for that is Saturday night is the night that the world lets go of its money. And so with all of that money in the air, if you would, you have a certain opportunity to tell that money to come over to Sam's house because he'll appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Well, let me ask you, let's switch over to something a little bit avant-garde. What do you have to say about prosperity magic and lotteries and lottery numbers and things like that? Because I know a lot of people would love to cast spells upon, you know, themselves to beget, you know, the winning ticket.
Well, you know, there's a couple of different perspectives. And one, and if I'm looking at Al Manning's traditional, first of all, Al personally loved to gamble a little bit and was always happy when he won a little bit of money gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of things to think about. One thing is all of this relates to spiritual growth, and just for fun. And we're talking about invoking spirit power to accomplish something.
Right.
If a person is saying, I'm ill, I need healing, that's practically a divine right. If a person says, I'm poor, I need income, that's also practically a divine right. If a person says, well, I really would like to make $1 million on this ticket, with a lot of people, once they actually get the winnings, it creates bad lifestyle choices. And so, in other words, your spirit helpers who are pro your growth from a white magic perspective may not be necessarily that supportive. So all of those are factors in it. And then an additional factor is your own personal programming, internal dialogue. Meaning, if your mother says love of money is the root of all evil, well,
yes.
What are you doing? And now all of that kind of stuff. Now, but me personally, I'm a tiger, born in the Chinese year of the tiger, and tigers like to gamble a little bit. They find it fun and exciting. And so there's a couple of different ways of looking at it. One is using your ESP or your intuition to intuit winning by gambling. And the other is to see if you can use magic to enhance your odds of winning. So in my case, for example, one day I was a realtor working in a real estate office, and I suddenly felt the urge to go to the store. And I'm talking to the broker, who's my boss. And I suddenly turn around and walk out the door. He says, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to the store to buy orange juice. He said, there's orange juice in the refrigerator. I says, I don't care, then I'm buying grapefruit juice. Anyway, what was I said, that's peculiar behavior, but I walked out the door, and I said, well, there's a reason for it. So I went to the store, and my intuitive self said, you're here to buy a winning scratch-off ticket. And I had been affirming and claiming more money at Christmas time, and I was working on a commission, and I wasn't selling real estate right then. So in any event, I walked in, and I had a dialogue between my rational mind and my intuitive self, and an argument over was I an idiot or was I intuitive. But my intuitive self said, you're here to buy a winning scratch-off ticket. I bought two tickets. My rational mind said, well, if you're so blank psychic, why don't you declare what your winning ticket is? I said, well, that's a good intuitive exercise. I went and I sat in the canyon in the sunlight, scratched off I said three kings, scratched off, it was three kings, and I won $1,000. That was in 1980. So that's an example of using your ESP to win at gambling, if you would. Now, on the other hand, if you want to think about it on a rational level, if you say, I want to win the Powerball lottery, well, if you counted yourself as a divine creative person, then you have to count everybody else as a divine creative person. I personally view the universe as magical, the world is magical, every person is as magical, my peach tree is magical. So in that context, whether you're, let's just say you're the strongest witch in the world, and you suddenly say, I want to win the Powerball, and now you're competing with the collective thought forms of a million people who all say, I want to win the Powerball.
Right.
So, you know, the thing of it is, it's a hard thing to do. However, you know, I once was doing a 14-day candle ritual to start the new year called the Festival of Lights, and I dedicated a portion of that ritual to creating a new river of money for me. And I says, well, I wonder if I could influence the Powerball at all. And so I put it down, and I got 6 out of 8 numbers. It was the closest I ever came. But so my question was it my intention? Was it my intuition? But in that case, I did a magical ritual to say, well, how close can I come when I'm competing with all these other people? Now, some people would say that that's not legitimate or honest or good integrity, but Mal Manning would say that a lot of this stuff about good integrity or bad integrity is related to your own moral code. Just like, is it moral or not to eat chicken breast? Well, if you're a vegan, you don't eat cheese or honey, and that chicken breast is a sin. Or if you're a good Baptist, having a drink of wine is a sin, et cetera, et cetera. So there's the question, what's your own perspective of the morality? And there is that admonition that comes from ancient occultism, be ye not thieves of the day's booty through use of the night's laws. So that's the thing, is the mother, the goddess, is in charge of the universe, and when we are aligned with her and her will, then whatever we're doing is going to manifest.
Definitely.
But if, on the other hand, if all we want to do is win $1 million so we can support our cocaine habit and not work, spirit isn't going to get behind that idea.
I see. Well, let me ask you, you've mentioned a few buzzwords, and one of those is, I know that Al Manning basically has and put through lots of his books, because I've got a few of them, are thought forms. So I was just wondering, why even cast a spell when you can basically build your thought forms, you know, very strongly and go through just the intent of wanting rather than even getting down the nitty-gritty and purchasing your candles, doing it at the right time of the hour, making sure you do it around the best planetary aspects. Why even do that when you can just create your own general thought forms?
Well, there's a couple of thoughts on that. The first one is that your creation of the thought form is going to be more or less successful related to all those things we were talking about, meaning that if Mercury was retrograde, for example, and you're creating your thought form, your own energy going into the thought form may not be as clear is if you did it before or after the Mercury retrograde. But for me, the central thing is really connecting with spirit power, as opposed to you have to light a green candle and you have to do it on this day. On a certain level, you could call that window dressing, and why I'm saying it's window dressing, and of course people will argue with me, but I have lit thousands of candles, and I love lighting candles and so on. And fire is the messenger to the gods, and fire is an elemental force and all of that. But basically, the bottom line is all of that, the incense, the candles, the colors, the garments, the rituals, the formats, are all a construction to get your consciousness into a higher plane of reality, in which you are communing with spirit power and spirit power is working with you. If you're a person who maybe has a lot of experience in touching base with spirit, whether it was you meditated a lot or it comes from another incarnation or you already lit 1,000 candles, it's kind of like in the Native American tradition that's part of my background, when you invoke the Great Mother through a candle, you say, and where the mother has once set her foot, there she is always. So then it becomes the presence of the mother is there, whether you light the candle or not, and your ability to connect with her is there, whether you go through all the trappings or not. Then a person
right.
might say, well, I thought spirit was everywhere all the time. And yes, you could say that spirit is there everywhere all the time, but there's also the idea that where spirit is invoked, there it is more present. And it's kind of like, oh, my daughter is always in my heart. It is different if she's in the room with you. But just in terms of the wide variety of things we do in the lab, we keep researching and trying different things and saying we did this and then this happened. But as an example, I've done, prosperity magic spells for people in under 5 minutes. I mean, I had someone call me on the phone and says, can you do a prosperity magic over the phone? I said, well, I never have before. Let's try it. And then I did the incantation over the phone. And the next time I saw the guy, I said, how did it work? And he said, well, I came into an unexpected $4,500 later that afternoon. I says, well, I guess it worked. So, but part of that potency is I already lit 1,000 green candles, and I already am in a daily prosperity synchronicity with the flow. You know what I mean?
Sure, exactly. Well, what are some of the things that you would actually advise people for the success of their prosperity magic? Because I know there's lots of people out there who perform them and who aren't successful, and there's lots of people who out there who are successful, but probably it's not in the abundance that they really want.
Well, the first thing is your own psychology. If you're not worthy, if you feel guilty, if you're full of negativity, then it's really useful to work on yourself, to be open to receive the bounty of the universe. And so, you know, there could be 100 different examples that I might give you, but if you want to think about how people focus their attention, oh, life is hard. Oh, life is bad. Okay, whatever you give your attention to multiplies. So if I am a little bit down, which I'm usually not, but let's say I am, then I start counting my blessings. And they could be simple that, oh, I have a nice van and it's paid for, and it's full of gas, or I have money in my pocket, or I got, you know, a nice house in the mountains, or my pear tree is blooming, or I heard a bird singing. So I daily and just flood my consciousness with natural beauty and abundance. I look out and I see a green meadow in the Rocky Mountains, and the elk herd comes and grazes there. So now I could be looking at that while the mountains are covered with snow and the river is rushing and it's beautiful, or I could go watch a violent program on television again. And then I suddenly saturate my consciousness with violence and negativity and hatred and betrayal, and as opposed to going out and saying, oh, my rose is leafing out. So
yeah.
One thing is, where are you putting your consciousness? And Al used to say that the mind was like a computer, garbage in, garbage out. So you've got to encourage your mind and your inner workings of your psychology to be filled with the abundance of the universe, because my own perception is it's a very abundant place.
Definitely. Okay, well, that's a lot of information, and it's very hard for many people to focus out there. So we had mentioned something about casting a spell to all the callers and listeners out there. How do you think we're going to go about in doing that today?
Well, how I would, what I was thinking was first just telling about, the way I was thinking about it was how I first got involved in the ESP lab, which was after I took a 10-month vision quest. I came back and went to have a restaurant, a sandwich in my restaurant, and the lease had been lost while I was away, and so I went to an herb company that owed me $10,000, and they were $15,000 overdrawn on their account. Now, why I'm saying this is because I want to set up a psychology here for a second.
Okay.
So in any event, I had been a hip capitalist, or people call me that, went on a 10-month vision quest. I had a restaurant by the beach in San Diego, an interest in an urban spice company, a partnership in a convenience natural food business, and all of it kind of evaporated while I was on vacation. So I was sitting with $23 in my pocket, and I had had three businesses, and I said, well, what am I going to do? And a friend brought me a copy of Al Manning's Helping Yourself with White Witchcraft. So in any event, I said, well, I wonder if there's anything that would help me. And I looked, and there was a chapter on prosperity. And I said, well, this is interesting. This is metaphysical applications of herbs. And if you make something sacred to the earth, and you put this happy chant into it, and you sprinkle it around, it will bring prosperity. So I said, well, I'll try it. So in any event, I tried it, and that was in, 1977, and I've been making it and using it ever since. And I live a very abundant lifestyle. I have a nice home with a guest house and money, gold, and silver, and all of that. And it really started, the catalyst was the prosperity powder. So the stories that I have hundreds of stories related to the prosperity powder and why it works. So the first thing is, a person has to, if I said, oh yeah, well I talked to the rain spirits and I asked them to rain today and it rained, a number of people, most rational people, are going to say, well, you can't talk to the rain spirits. So they have a built-in limited thought of why it can't be. So numbers of people have that same type of resistance towards thinking that you can chant and you can declare and it can alter the fabric of reality and it can make money flow into you. For example, with the herb company, it was the second prosperity blessing I did, and I went and said, well, the first one worked, and so I went and I did one in the halls of the warehouse, and the next 3 months were the highest gross sales in the company history. The accountant, his father-in-law, came in the next day and said, son, I'm buying you a new car. And another kid found a $100 bill in a wallet with no identification and a saying from the master of the seventh ray.
Mm-hmm.
So when people hear that it worked for someone else, then their mind starts wrapping around that whether we understand it or not, whether we believe it or not, if it worked for all these people, that maybe it'll work for us.
Sure.
So the first part of this little prosperity spell, if you would, is just understanding that as a reference, I've been a prosperity magician for over 30 years. When the first year, the San Diego Union came out and sent a reporter and said, well, I heard about this. I want to try it. So I did a prosperity blessing. I sprinkled a little powder over her head and did a rainbow chant. And then the next thing she knew, the IRS was writing her saying, oh, you misfiled your taxes. And they sent her an extra $1,000. Well, that was 30 years ago. I did a prosperity blessing for one of my friends recently. And he just got a notice from the IRS that he misfiled his taxes and he's getting $700 back. Well, all of that is relevant because if it can happen to one person, it can happen to you. So, you know, when we get around to that portion of the show, whenever you're ready, we'll see about doing a blessing for you and everyone who's listening today and our ESP Lab membership. Because that's one of the things we do for our membership. We affirm their prosperity every day.
Excellent. Well, we've got about 15 minutes now, so let's just, you know, basically wrap up most of the things about what we probably should not do in a prosperity spell, because I do know it's about focus. It's about focus. It's about your state of mind. It's about what you believe in. You mentioned, you know, if your mother said that it was the root of all evil, of course, it's not going to work. You're probably going to shy away from it. Basically, you know, the time is always now. But are there some major things that you shouldn't really do in regards to prosperity magic? Because I know that some people do incorporate prosperity magic with greed.
Greed is a non-productive negative emotion. And, you know, in my world, I'm working to manage all of my negative emotions. I don't think, it's appropriate for someone practicing white magic, per se, to allow themselves to indulge in their negative emotionalism. Now, that doesn't mean I have never lost my temper or I'll never lose my temper again. But with a magician or a witch or a magical person, by whatever name, they're becoming trained for their thoughts to manifest. And as the mind becomes more and more trained to manifest, then the dangers of negative emotionalism are compounded because magic multiplies. So you take a drop of water, it turns into an ocean. So if you take greed, it can turn into a highly destructive force that does not promote the person's spiritual well-being. Personally, I think that the good spirit, the great spirit, infinite intelligence, the divine mother loves us, that love is the foundation, that we're here to live life abundantly, and when I'm pulling grapes off my vine and eating them for breakfast, which I did 4 months out of the year last year, I'm living the abundant lifestyle. If you reflect on, it's harder for a rich man to go through the eye of the needle than it is to get to heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, which is one of the things people talk about. The way I view it is love of money is not the thing that's going to really harm you. It's when you value money more than you value people, more than you value nature. Oh, yeah, I could make a lot of money if I just raped the Amazon rainforest. That's not going to be good for the planet. But if, on the other hand, someone buys one of my Great Dane puppies and it's $3,000, well, they may think the dogs cost a lot of money, but they take a lot of money to breed them, raise them, all those kind of things. And I'm breeding for the betterment of the breed rather than a puppy mill, if you would.
Right, right.
So, living an abundant lifestyle, I'm all about living an abundant lifestyle, but I don't have to be... one of the owners of Microsoft spends $4,000 a month on his water bill. Okay, well, I'm not judgmental, but I don't think that's a good use of the planet's resources. So you have to keep that in mind. Living an abundant lifestyle is everyone's divine right, as far as I'm concerned. But if everyone was driving a Rolls Royce on the planet right now, we'd already be out of gasoline.
Yes, indeed. There has to be a balance. I agree with that. I agree. Well, we're actually closing in on the show, and I did extend it just a little bit just so we won't run out of time. But let's go ahead and bless everyone with prosperity, because everyone has listened, and I'm hoping, and I'm quite sure that everyone has actually gotten the message, and everyone will actually listen to what you've said, because it's been some valuable, valuable information.
Well, here we go. So I have my little altar to the south set up. And we're using the South because the South is what we associate with the Earth. And prosperity with related to money, diamonds, oil wells is all related to the South and the Earth. So the original prosperity powder has this chant in it. And first I'm going to say, thank you, East. Thank you, West. Thank you, North. Thank you, South. Thank you, Spirit, for joining with us today. We're going to invoke the spirit of protection, spirit of the great white light. Burn away our psychic night. Let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy, love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. I'm offering up this cup of water to the universe, to the mother. Water is life. And I'm asking her to fill it with every good thing. And I'm inviting all of you, if not now, but to raise your chalice to the Divine Mother, the source of life, and say thank you, Mother, for this precious gift of life, for this water of life. Fill it full with all the nutrients that I need for the balance of my body, mind, and spirit. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Now, of course, in terms of this little chalice I'm drinking right now, some of the prosperity powder slipped into it.
Wow.
So I have a prosperity bowl here, and I have it full with my wallet, and I have some green pyramid sheets from the ESP lab, and I have three of them, one for Mona Magic, one for the listeners to the show, and one for all the ESP lab members. And I'm just going to pour just a pinch of this water of life right into the prosperity bowl, and I'm going to sprinkle some of the prosperity powder over it, and I'm going to declare, and this is to be done with fun and joy, and it doesn't require belief, just enough faith to try it. And this is the chant that goes into it, that's going into the prosperity bowl over your name and all your listeners today. Our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good elves and gnomes, to bring us silver and bring us gold and bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with me and dance with magic, magic glee, and treasures bring most happily. So the intent is to continue with that prosperity affirmation in invocation of the nature spirits, the earth elementals, to come in with their wheelbarrows and their rainbows of love and abundance and freedom. And we're going to do that two more times.
All right.
Our words have power as of old. Hear us now, good elves and gnomes. Bring us silver and bring us gold and bring us the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with we. Dance with magic, magic glee. Treasures bring so happily. As my will, so mote it be. One more time. Our words have power as of old, so hear us now, good gnomes and trolls. Bring us silver and bring us gold. Bring the lush green stuff that folds. Quickly now, have fun with we, and treasures bring most happily. As our wills, so mote it be.
So
now,
good.
That was the original prosperity song. And then that same year, right before the reporter interviewed me, Al sent out a rainbow blessing in his newsletter. And I've been using it ever since. And it's the chant that I gave to the person over the phone when they called. And here's how it goes. Let there be rainbows and waves, rivers and streams, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money and good feedback, fresh increase, fresh inquiries, creativity with peace, love, harmony, just pouring in positive publicity, just pouring in peace, love, harmony, prosperity for you and me, so mote it be. So we put all that energy right into the prayer bowl that has my wallet, $13, some green pyramid sheets, some prosperity powder, a little water of life. And now we're going to ask everyone out there in your audience to just repeat after me. I open myself to receive the total love and abundance and harmony on all planes. That is my divine inheritance. I thank you, great spirit of life, for your love, abundance, and freedom manifesting now for me. With loving thanks to all who help, so mote it be. So I declare that your audience is blessed with new light, new love, new joy, new income, new increase, unexpected opportunity. So mote it be.
Well, Sammy, that was very nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm hoping that everybody who has called in, I'm looking at everyone, and also to there's a chat room here, whoever has any type of prosperity, blessings that have come their way, please do contact myself at monamagic.com. as well as Sammy at ESTLabs.com, and that would be wonderful because, you know, you need the testimony about this. It's really important.
Well, we do have hundreds. It is important, and we have hundreds and thousands of testimonials, and hundreds of them on our website is a demonstration to people that it can happen to you. And Mona, I'm taking this opportunity to embrace you as a prosperity partner for the next year, and to work with you as a prosperity consultant to see that you and your businesses thrive, because you're getting the word out, and the word needs to get out.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sammy. Thank you. Yes, I am working at that. I am definitely working at that. The ESP Lab has been a great source that I have used in the past, and that's why after all these years I've remained faithful to just basically exploiting what the ESP Lab offers and what Al Manning has, you know, done in the past for me. And I thank you for being on this show. Thank you for carrying on. You've got some huge shoes to fill, but you're doing a very good job.
Well, thanks. And, of course, like, people say, you know, that I'm doing a good job, and I appreciate that. I do have Al's old cowboy hat, and I have his old Phoenix Western tie that I wear from time to time. The bottom line is that we've preserved all of his writings, and we continue with prosperity, healing, love work and we pray over any positive request sent to the lab. Of course, we live on donations. I mean, I don't live on donations, but the organization, postage and the newsletter and that kind of thing are our biggest expense. But my bottom line is to preserve Al's legacy and to keep the magical work alive.
Excellent, excellent. Well, my goodness, we've actually gone over a little bit, but that's okay, because you know, it's important that everyone gets blessed around these times because, as you know, in the media, everyone's saying about the credit crunch, everyone's saying, something about financial, dismay. Do you have any last-minute words or anything like that to really say to people to keep their heads up? I know it's a matter of, inner consciousness trying to beget some positive attitude, but it's really hard when you've got the media, no matter where you look at, letting you know or telling you, not even suggesting, but telling you that times are hard these days.
Well, of course, the beauty is in the mind of the beholder, and what we have is we have a group mind, a world mind, that's embracing the downer concept, if you would. So the thing of it is that you have to, each person has to caution themselves to minimize how much they allow all of that into their consciousness. Because if you, for example, watch too much financial news, it can make you depressed. Well, a good magician works to stay positive. Why? Because their thoughts tend to multiply. So it's, what are you going to put into the divine computer of your mind? Are you going to put in what I'm putting into my mind is I have peaches in bloom, pears in blooms, apricots in bloom. I just started planting my garden. I planted starting a magical garden. I planted a purple petunia for you. I put a borage right next to it, which is the herb of happiness. So you have to combat it through your consciousness and your intention. And, one of the things I've done through the years is whenever I start to get a little worried or concerned, I pick up one of Al's books because they're so positive. Not to say that it's the universal panacea for all. But you need to remember that your mind is a divine computer, and that what you put into it and the thoughts that you hold coupled with strong emotions are going to tend to shape your reality. So I'm not going to allow all of the negative thoughts about that's going on in the world to fill up my mind. I'm going to fill it up with love, abundance, freedom, the smell of roses, new income, fresh ideas, loving relationships, art, beauty, wisdom. And that's what I'm going to fill up my consciousness with. And if you want to combat the group mind, you have to turn away from it, not to be a Pollyanna, but to embrace the source. And I would say that our mother, who made the stars, has more than spare change in her pocketbook, and she loves us all very much. So we have to reach out, accept, receive that love, and be the natural, bountiful, divine, creative children that we're supposed to be.
Yes, indeed. I would agree with that 1,000%. Well, we do have just about, I would say, a few more minutes. I'm going to take just one call, just to, you know, just to satisfy just people who have called. Most people have just been holding, but I do have one caller who would like to speak with you. And this person is from the area code of 773. Let me see if they're there.
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're from 773. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Okay, Chicago. Have you been listening to the show that Sammy has and received the blessing that he's actually given everyone graciously?
I want to thank you for that, Sammy. That was the most unselfish and giving thing that anyone could ever do. I just recently learned. As a matter of fact, I'm on a city bus. I'm going home from work, and I repeated the incantation that you gave. And I tried to spread it around the whole entire bus for those less fortunate and in need of a prosperity blessing as well. Also, I just say that I have recently, a lot of the things you said today are so profound. So I just recently learned about spirit of giving, which also gives back, and you certainly do possess that, and I thank you.
Well, that is a very kind of karmic thing, if you would, meaning that if you want to harvest a garden, you need to plant the seeds. And the more you give, the more you receive. So to me, my garden, I love my garden. It's an opportunity to give love. I love my dogs. I love my clients. I love my membership. And every time I have an opportunity to give, I'm going to receive a blessing. So, yes, I am giving, but it's also just part of me receiving the blessing myself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you put out a healing vibe for someone and suddenly you get a healing vibe for yourself. So I think it's a very natural choice. However, too many of us have gotten too caught up in the world mind to the degree we feel like unless I hoard, I won't have anything. Well,
yes,
that's not going to create your garden.
Well, it's just that not often do you find someone that understands that concept, and it's good to know that people are out there spreading it around.
Well, it's you know, the we have air to breathe, and we have, you know, the forests and this tremendous abundance of nature that surrounds us and that is still present when we live in the city. So thank you for your comments, and bless you real good, and keep your head high and accept the bounty of the universe. And if you get a little down, count all your blessings, because there are a number of them, and when you count them and give anything attention, it's going to multiply in your life.
Thank you so much, Sammy. Thank you, Mona.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Well, Sammy, that's, you know, we're going to close everything up, but I wanted to thank you so much from the top and bottom of my heart, because you have been very gracious in blessing everyone, including myself. And I really, you know, I owe you. I owe you. Thank you so much. You've spread, like I said, a world of knowledge. And hopefully, I'm just counting on someone, or in fact, quite a few many people, of emailing back and giving their testimonials as to how their prosperity has increased and what they've learned from the show.
Well, the other piece of it is that the moon, and I don't have my calendar right in front of me, but it just seems like the moon is slipping into a water sign.
Yes, it's Scorpio, I believe. Moon in Scorpio, and I have it here in front of me May 7th, I believe.
Well, I'm thinking of it even sooner, and I'm looking at I'm looking Tuesday the 28th. It moves into Cancer.
Okay.
And Cancer is very fertile. So really what I'm going to do is I'm taking, the declaration that I have made physical by writing it down in terms of a blessing for the folks who are tuning in to your show. And I'm really going to, excuse my French, kick a little butt with it over the Tuesday and Wednesday as we have the moon in Cancer. So we have the moon in Gemini right now, which is the dissemination of ideas, and now I'm going to continue the energy flowing out there. And for you, your prosperity blessing is starting for you and your show. It kicked in another level today, and we're going to keep it going for the whole year. And then I'd like to see about, you know, reviewing it with you and seeing the difference in the evolution today and a year from now.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that pretty much concludes the show. And I tell you, it's one of those things you just don't want to quit because, you know, everything goes so well. But like all things, you know, you've got your night and day, and we've got to go on and move on. And I know, Sammy, I've kept you quite a long time away from your two honeys, your dogs, and your life and everything. And I would like to give you back your free time because I know you don't have free time for, you know, all the time. And
I'm going to go and do some gardening in my magical garden with Pan and Pomona in just a little bit. And thank you, Mona, for the opportunity to speak to folks out there and send a little good cheer out that way. And blessed be.
Well, excellent. Well, before you go, I just wanted to say to everyone, thank you for tuning in. You may reach Sammy at ESPLab.com. Again, that's ESPLab.com. That's ESPLAB.com. Beautiful site. You can get lots of information there, even more information that they could, you know, possibly mail out to you. They've got a membership service. They've got loads of great things you could possibly learn from that place. Take it from me. It's a great place. But next week is, let's see, May. May 2nd is my first show coming up for the month of May. I've got Reality Magic with Andre Vidimus. And then I've got someone on here that, it's a surprise show. So we'll keep that secret. But we've got lots of sex and astral sex and just sex for the month of May. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, all I ask from all of you is that when you use your will, use it wisely. I've been your host, Mona Magic. These shows and more to come are all on my website, monamagic.com. Bye for now. And Sammy, again, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mona, and blessed be.
Thank you. Take care.
See ya.